Monitor keeps you up to date on sports and interesting personalities. Coming up in this half hour, sportscaster Joe Garagiola interviews Hall of Fame catcher Bill Dickey, who taught two other great catchers, Yogi Berra and Elson Howard, and a candid interview with Chad Mitchell, who discusses the direction his musical career is taking. Right now, Monitor presents... Mr. Dean Martin.
How I love to hear the organ in the chapel in the moonlight while we're strolling down the aisle where roses entwine. How I love to hear you whisper in the chapel in the moonlight that the love light in your eyes forever will shine till the roses turn to ashes, till the organ turns to rust. If you never come, till the moonlight turns to dust. How I love to hear the choir in the chapel in the moonlight as they sing, oh, promise me forever be mine. To hear the choir in the chapel in the moonlight as they sing, oh, promise me
Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola.
There's an old expression that goes, if you want to learn to play the fiddle, you don't go to Heifetz. You go to the guy who taught Heifetz. Yogi Berra and Elson Howard have both been top-flight catchers. And not long ago, I went to the man who taught them, Bill Dickey. I asked Bill if he thought catching had changed much since he broke in.
Yes, Joe, I do. You know, when I came up at first, every catcher was a two-handed catcher. And, I know they used to tell me to catch two-handed, and this I did for, I would say, 10 years. And during that 10 years, I had every finger on my right hand broken. I didn't pattern after anybody catching one-handed, but I started to catch one-handed after that. And the next 10 years, I was not hit on a finger. And as I was teaching Vera Howard and all the Yankee boys that I used to teach, I did make one-handed catchers out of them. Now, they changed. They didn't use the same mitt I did. They used a mitt that folded, where I used one that broke down. And I think that it helped them to catch a lot more ball games and to protect their hand a lot.
Bill Dickey was not only a Hall of Famer himself, but he knew catching and catchers. People know about the great job he did with Yogi. But I remember a time when a lot of people were wondering about whether or not the Cardinals' Tim McCarver would be a big league catcher. In Little Rock, Arkansas, one night, I asked Dickey, and he said, McCarver will not only make it to the big leagues, he'll be a star. Of course, there aren't many Berras or McCarvers. In fact, there's a shortage of good catchers. And I asked Bill Dickey if he could explain the shortage.
Well, in the first place, Joe, boys don't want to catch. You get hit a lot on the body and the arms. And I think now maybe they're a little smarter and they're playing somewhere else. But I always like to get behind the plate. I didn't want to play anywhere else. And I think Yogi was the same way, and I know McCarver was. Yogi was awfully quick behind the plate. When I came up, it was my job to see whether Yogi should play the outfield or be a catcher. I don't know whether you remember or not, but I do know that the year before in the World Series, Yogi had had a very bad series throwing. Well, he threw the ball to center field. In fact, he would throw it up. Well, I worked with him about a week, and I got him at first to start throwing the ball at the pitcher's feet so he could get the feel of throwing it down. And in about 4 or 5 days, I knew Yogi was going to be a good thrower. And he was quick as a cat and could handle a mitt, and he loved to play, so there was no reason in the world why he shouldn't make a great catcher.
Yogi had all those things all right, but as he'll tell you himself, he had something else, too. A great teacher named Bill Dickey. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
Joe Garagiola, who's heard Monday through Friday on NBC Radio, is a regular in our weekend lineup of sportscasters. And so is Sandy Koufax, newest name to be added to the list, and a welcome addition he is, too. Vino or Cappuccino by the Charlie Colello Singers. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. You probably heard Hugh Downs on Monitor Radio talk about the incredibly tiny Zenith hearing aid, the Zenith, the smallest hearing aid Zenith has ever made. So small, it fits in the ear. No ear mold is required. Yet this astonishing little hearing aid could be just what you need to help you hear all the bright, happy sounds of the world again. Sounds that you may not be hearing as well as you once did. For a demonstration, visit Rulis Hearing Aid Center at 4149 Broadway opposite Lowe's 175th Street Theater in New York City. Visit Rulis soon and see the new size of sound. They'll be happy to demonstrate for you all the big features built into the Zenith, the smallest hearing aid Zenith has ever made, or any of the other 18 Zenith living sound hearing aids. That's Rulis Hearing Aid Center, 4149 Broadway, opposite Lowe's Theater. Visit or call them. You'll be glad that you did.
Monitor.
Monitor, your companion for easy listening this weekend and every weekend anywhere in the USA. Coming your way with Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet in one of their latest Summer, Summer Wind.
Summer, summer wind is blowing in my window, and I dream of you. Summer, summer wind is bringing back the memory of the love we knew. The nights are long since you've been gone. Summer, summer loves can never last forever. Soon they're gone, it's true. Summer, summer wind is blowing in my window.
How does a young man start out as a medical student and end up as a top recording artist, nightclub and TV performer, and actor? Chad Mitchell tells us how he did and why as he talked with Monitor's Jack Eigen.
What is a folk singer, Chad Mitchell?
You know, I really don't know. First of all, I'm not one anymore. A folk singer is someone who sings songs with a traditional background, I would guess. But then you run into Bob Dylan, who wrote his own. And he was referred to as a folk singer. It's just, I think it's a semantic discussion in a sense, you know?
Well, the Chad Mitchell, of course, for a long time was a Chad Mitchell trio. Now it is Chad Mitchell. And, well, how would you describe your type of performance?
I'm doing a little of everything at the moment because, you see, you know, my performing background really came from the folk area, so I can't quite give that up. And yet, after I left the trio, I went into a Broadway production, and even though I didn't open with the production, I spent 4 or 5 weeks in rehearsal, and so I threw an acting technique, because the director was a fantastic acting coach. I came to a whole new area of performing, a new kind of material. And one of the kinds of material that particularly appealed were all the French things, you know, the chanteurs and so on, Charles Aznavour, Jacques Brel, and so on. Well, they deliver a kind of material that we don't know about, you know. They really are intense people when they, and in fact, we would, to deliver that kind of thing in English very often would be called hammy, you know, as far as a singer is concerned. But there's a very legitimate place for that kind of music, and so I'm doing some of that, I think, and even bringing some of that into the American kinds of things that I'm doing.
What is your background, Chad?
Well, as I said, it's the folk thing. And,
no, I mean before that. School? Sure.
You know. I was studying to be a doctor, as a matter of fact. In fact, I went through 4 years of pre-med, and when we started, I had always been fiddling around since the third grade with a group. You know, it was a real avocation and so on, and I didn't think anything about going into performing. In fact, even when I was coming back to go to med school, and we went back east because I'd never seen the east, we thought, well, we could earn some beer money, you know, and return to school. And we were all from the Northwest at that point. And someone offered us a contract, an agency contract, a record contract. And so, you know, that was pretty dazzling to kids of the upper poor class from which we came. And so we thought we'd make $1 million the first year. And we had that fantasy. That's what show business was all about. And there were going to be a lot of girls and a lot of glitter around. And there was $1 million. So after the first year, we were very disappointed. We thought we'd been cheated, the only ones in show business that never made $1 million. So we stayed the second year. The third year, we liked what we were doing. And so we stayed then, you know, on an artistic level. But see, our discussions involved the arts of the thing, and because we were dealing with a very heavy tradition, which was folk music. Now, in some people's minds, lines, that's corny. But when you really get into it, these songs have been around for a long, long time, and they represent a very weighty musical sort of anthropological experience, you know? So we got very scholastically oriented, and we went out and entertained in that fashion, in a sense, constructing artful programs. Well, you know, a club doesn't really care about the art necessarily. They want to be lifted up on their own level, really. And so that's why the whole area of entertainment is strange to me. You know, the art isn't, the entertainment is.
What about your? Do you ever think about one day that you may go back to school and become that doctor you wanted to become?
No, not now. I used to think about that. You know, I said, gee, maybe I've made a mistake and so on. But as time has gone on, I've gotten to like the field I'm in very, very much.
You know, Chad Mitchell, the only other performer that I've ever interviewed who wanted to become a doctor was Stan Kenton.
Why did he quit?
Golly, maybe the same way you did. He thought that they was going to make $1 million the first year and meet a lot of girls. I don't know, really.
Maybe he did.
We'll have to ask Stan Kenton about that next time we see him. Chad Mitchell, now a single, sings about his quiet room.
I have a quiet room, a room nobody can see, a secret place that's all my own, and only I have the key. The rest of my life has an open door, its features can all be known, but nobody knows of my quiet room where I live apart and alone. Quiet room with dreams piled high on a shelf, and one long wall is a looking glass for seeing all of myself. Sometimes I sit in the lonely gloom and I think how fine it would be if you could come to my quiet room and share its treasures with me.
Very refreshing. That's Chad Mitchell, the young man who wanted to make $1 million in 1 year and meet a lot of girls. Sounds like he's well on his way. This is Monitor 67, bringing you the following word of comfort in this hot weather season.
Has it ever happened to you, a day in the sun, at the beach, or perhaps fishing, golfing, boating, and suddenly you feel on fire? On fire with sunburn pain. Quick, stop sunburn pain with Solarcaine. Solarcaine stops sunburn pain faster, more completely than ordinary first aids. Contains pain-killing benzocaine used by doctors. Solarcaine puts pain nerves to sleep. Actually stops the sensation of pain itself. Cools, soothes, aids healing too as it stops sunburn pain.
I find Solarcaine has dozens of uses. Relieves minor kitchen burns, little cuts and insect bites, and of course pain of detergent hands.
Right. Solarcaine is great for all minor skin irritations that hurt, burn, or itch. Use it year-round. Get lotion, cream, or spray today. Remember, when the sun burns tender flesh, stop sunburn pain with Solar Cane.
Great sounds there from your Bert Camford and Pussyfootin'. Weekends are different, so is Monitor. I'm your host, Ted Steele. Stay tuned for Monitor News on the Hour coming up next.
Keep to the latest news now. It's on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. From Ted.
How long has it been since you've enjoyed a weekend on the town? Taken in a Broadway play, dined and danced the night away, saw a show at Radio City Music Hall, jogged along in a hansom cab through Central Park, or attended a sporting evening at the Garden. It's all only minutes away when you stay at the New York Hilton, New York's newest, most modern skyscraper with a picture window view of Manhattan. Park your car in our garage adjacent to the lobby. Check in quickly. Zoom skyward in a high-speed elevator to your comfortable air-conditioned room. Here you'll find TV, automatic ice maker, and instant message system. Every hotel service imaginable. Even continental breakfast in bed, if you wish. In the lobby, a promenade of international restaurants. On the concourse, a Dutch coffee house. Everything to pamper you and extend a Hilton welcome for your memorable weekend on the town. For information and reservations, call the New York Hilton. Area code 212, Judson 67000. That's 212-7000. Judson 6, 7,000.
You'll get a rise out of the Big Wilson Show, Mondays through Saturdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on WNBC, New York.